You think about Pike's Market in Seattle or the Ferry Building in San Francisco.
And soon the indoor market in Salt Lake City. At least, that's what Jason Mathis, executive director of the Downtown Alliance, is hoping for.
Lots of people got their start at the farmers market, the Saturday farmers market that we have in Pioneer Park. And we see this as sort of extending that. This is a great way for new businesses to try out products to hopefully take off.
But before any more plans can be made about what will be inside the market, the Alliance must first find a location, which is why they sought the help of House Minority Leader David Litvak, who drafted House Joint Resolution 34. It authorizes the state to lease out Rio Grande Depot for a public market.
It's a signal to the Downtown Alliance to invest some of their resources up front to do a feasibility study to determine if this will even work out. The big question is going to be, what does the feasibility study show? And so I don't see much problems with the resolution. The real work begins after if and after the resolution passes.
The Downtown Alliance would have to convince the state they are capable of maintaining the historical integrity of the depot while holding the public market. Mathis says the Alliance has already met with the Division of Facilities Construction and Management and the Historic Preservation Boards to discuss how to keep the building in the best condition if the market goes there.
It is a historic structure, so there's a lot of additional things we'd need to do to be careful to preserve that historic nature of the building, and we're absolutely committed to doing that.
Mathis says the market should be up and running in the next couple of years. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.